This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. While the DNC is in Chicago, there'll be plenty of political activity in Wisconsin this week. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz will hold a rally at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum tomorrow night. Also on Tuesday, Republican running mate J.D. Vance will talk about crime and public safety in Kenosha. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson is a Wisconsin delegate to the DNC. He says Vice President Harris's visit to Milwaukee tomorrow shows how seriously Democrats are taking Wisconsin.
Working to reach every single voter and not taking any votes for granted. And the vice president has been here a number of times, showcasing to voters in Milwaukee and across Wisconsin that she values this state and she's looking to earn every single vote here.
Johnson on WISN-TV's Up Front. Wisconsin Democrats have an eye on winning majorities in the state legislature. Assembly Democratic leader Greta Neubauer says voters are rejecting Republican tactics undermining democracy.
We intend to take the majority this fall to stop them from passing further proposals that would consolidate their own power and restrict voters' access to the ballot box.
The Democrats' strategy for November targets 5 Senate races and 16 Assembly races. More layoffs and branch campus closures will be on the table in the University's of Wisconsin Board of Regents meets in Madison Thursday into Friday. The number of UW two-year campuses has shrunk by 6, and more could be closed. UW leaders blame shrinking enrollment and revenues. Wisconsin doctors may start testing babies for a rare and fatal brain disease called Krabbe disease. The federal government says states should be testing. 12 other states screen newborns for Krabbe, but the State Journal reports that Krabbe tests can produce false positives and some doctors have doubts about treatments. Scam artists are using social media videos to copy people's voices. Consumer advocates say you should only share videos with friends and family and decline social media connection requests with suspicious-looking accounts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Two people died in a crash in Rock County over the weekend, and authorities believe it's because a driver was impaired. It happened Saturday in Janesville. Police say 32-year-old Cody Diaz ran a red light and hit another car, killing the two people inside it. Janesville police say he failed field sobriety tests. He was arrested for homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle, among other charges. Ahead of the new school year, Madison is looking for more crossing guards. We need at least 7 more across the city. Crossing guards typically work 10 to 15 hours a week in all kinds of weather. Usually they're assigned to one specific spot and that is their domain, so you really get to know kids and families. You can even apply to be a substitute and only work when someone's off. Staff say crossing guards are a vital part of keeping the community safe and ensuring kids are protected as they go to and from school. And it's on most families' back-to-school to-do list, haircuts. This weekend, there are free haircuts for students before classes start. JP Hair Design does this event every year, and now dozens of salons participate. It's at the Alliant Energy Center this Saturday from 10 to 4. K-12 students can get a free haircut whether they want a fade, an afro, taper, or mohawk. At the event, they'll also be providing immunizations, have free books, and there will even be a DJ. You do need to make a free appointment ahead of time, though. It's Madison Housing Week. There are talks, tours, and events all week long hosted by the Madison Housing Coalition, a consortium of local and national groups. The goal is to highlight challenges in affordability and accessibility while talking about solutions. This is the first year of the event, and the coalition plans to continue it annually. Madison's housing crisis is worse than any other city of its size nationwide. And all that rain we got earlier this summer means weeds are having the time of their lives, and hundreds of Madisonians have filed complaints. According to a CapTimes report, residents have filed more than 400 complaints with the city. That's 47% more than last year. Many of them focus on neighbors they want to see clean up and mow their lawns, or weeds that residents say can block views while driving. The overseer of the city's inspection department says they're getting more complaints about weeds and long grass than they do in the wintertime about snow that hasn't been cleared. And a snag in the plan for a new Wisconsin Veterans Museum. We told you earlier this month the state approved $9 million to buy the property on the square with plans to build a new museum. Well, now, according to the Wisconsin State Journal, the owners of the building say it's not for sale. They say the state was late paying rent last fall and forfeited their right to purchase the property. Meanwhile, the Veterans Museum disputes that, saying one payment was late because of a processing problem and was immediately rectified. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs has leased the space there for more than 30 years. Rainy weather messed up Memorial Day weekend and therefore Bratfest. That's leading organizers to launch a new event this fall. It's called Brattoberfest. It'll be up in Wisconsin Dells at the Crystal Grand Music Theater. The new festival will help the nonprofits who participate in Bratfest raise extra money, money they likely budgeted for if they make about the same chunk every year. It also gives the bands and artists whose performances were canceled a chance to perform. Brattoberfest runs Friday, September 20th through Sunday, September 22nd. And if you're feeling nostalgic, this weekend is an adult summer camp. Aldo Leopold Nature Center is hosting Camp Aldo, which includes typical camp games and activities, plus beer. There will be Capture the Flag, campfire songs, friendship bracelets, tug-of-war, scavenger hunts, and tie-dying. It's this Saturday, and it's not sold out yet. You can still get tickets. It's a $50 suggested donation per person, and all money raised will go toward environmental education for kids in southwestern Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Brewers sweep the Guardians. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 2-0 shutout of the Cleveland Guardians that completed a 3-game sweep, winning their fifth in a row. Colin Ray pitched a no-hitter through 5 2/3 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's just been an incredible anchor. You know, he really has. He gives you it every time out.
The Brewers GM Matt Arnold telling reporters he and Murphy met last week with Christian Yelich to convince him it was time to consider back surgery.
A couple days ago, Murph and I met with Yelich to talk about what was going on with him in his rehab. Pretty honest with each other about kind of where he was, the hard work that he's put in, and I've seen him, I've watched him work hard on what he's doing in the weight room, everything to come back, and unfortunately it just wasn't working for him.
NFL, the Packers lose to the Broncos 27-2 last night in Denver.
Well, that was a long night. I was hoping that our guys would come out with more strain, effort, grit after kind of getting humbled the other day in practice, and then to have it happen again, not where we want to be.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Bob Odenkirk and Bill Burr have been on their share of stages, but both will experience a first when they head to Broadway next spring. The actor-comedians will join Kieran Culkin on Broadway in Glengarry Glen Ross. If you haven't seen the 1992 film written by David Mamet based on his play of the same title, it's worth a watch. The story is set in a cutthroat Chicago real estate office. Burr will be in the Dave Moss role, played by Ed Harris in the film. Culkin will play Richard Roma, who is portrayed by Al Pacino, and Odenkirk takes the role of Shelley Levine, the character played by Jack Lemmon. That's one to see. If Taylor Sheridan has writer's cramp, he is great at hiding it. He's written yet another Yellowstone spinoff that's headed to the little screen. The show Madison will star Michelle Pfeiffer as the female lead. She will also executive produce. Madison follows a New York City family as they adjust to life in the West. Rumors are that Kurt Russell will also join the cast. Madison's previous title was 2024. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy at times this afternoon. Our high today, 79, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, sunshine 74. Then on Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.